It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we wrapped up the second week of trading for the January, and we brought in a mixed performance, mostly higher performance to the grains for the second week, with after starting with some good gains, saw some struggle in the middle of the week. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the week's performance.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
Well, the second week of trading for January brought in a mixed performance to the grains. We started off on a strong note with the grains opening with some good gains pretty much across the board. Then in the middle of the week, we kind of faltered a little bit. Looked like we were going to lose most of the gains and actually were trading with losses by the close of the business on Thursday in some of the markets, mainly because of rain in the forecast for South America and, of course, the looming thought of tariffs being brought in once President Trump took office. Overall, though, the market was able to recover on Friday, mainly because of rain being pulled out of the forecast for South America and maybe a little bit of dampening on the tariff talk because of a really good conversation reported between President Xi of China and President Trump. That brought in a little bit of calmer news, or at least calm nerves to the marketplace, and helped the markets rally to close out the week. By the time we finished the markets on Friday, we had Minneapolis wheat about a penny either side of unchanged, while Chicago wheat was up 7 to 8 cents. Kansas City, because of good rain and lack of threat from winter kill, Kansas City did finish down 2 to 3 cents. But corn and soybeans had a good performance. Corn rallying up to highs we haven't seen here since, quite a while. Corn finishing with 13 to 14 cent gains. Soybeans finishing with 7 to 9 cent gains. So a good performance across the board. Soybean meal, on the other hand, lost a little bit of ground. It was down anywhere from 50 cents to a dollar. Soybean oil, on the other hand, did finish up 10 to 20 cents. Canola, because of threats of tariffs, did finish a little bit on the lower side. And the fact that it wasn't part of the oil or the feed stuff for making renewable diesel fuel or the biofuels. That brought canola down $25 for the week. Cattle also struggled for the week, finishing just with about $2 losses in the live cattle market, down a buck to a buck and a half in the feeder cattle, off of profit-taking. Lean hogs were also lower by about a buck to a buck and a half. In the outside markets, crude oil was up a buck 50 because of sanctions against Russia. Gold was up $25, the dollar was down 3/10 of a cent, and the Dow Jones gained 1,500 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.